from Xfinity Center in College Park, Maryland, alongside Mike Lucas, our engineer Dave McCann, and Daniel Anderson at our network studio. This is Matt LePay. We welcome you to Wisconsin basketball as this two-city trip comes to an end for the Badgers tonight, trying to gain a split after suffering a three-point loss Monday in Evanston, 66-63 to Northwestern. The Badgers had a late arrival, or early Tuesday morning arrival, into Maryland, and a good practice here in College Park last night, and looking for a season sweep of the Terrapins. Before we get started, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield. Well, look for the Badgers to bounce back here tonight, and they've had a lot of success doing that, particularly in recent years under head coach Greg Gard. And as we said, Mike, as Greg mentioned to us after the game, you always have to turn the page quickly. You just have to do it real fast after Monday night.
No question. The thing about it is, if you didn't have a rooting interest in that game between Wisconsin and Northwestern, pretty enjoyable. 17 lead changes, 16 in the second half. The game was tied 11 times. Now, if you're a Badger fan, you look back on it, you think about all the squandered opportunities from what looked like open shots, or very good shots, high percentage shots that the Badgers didn't make. Moreover, their inability to make free throws has been a growing problem with this team.
Yeah, they are dead last in the Big Ten in free throw percentage in conference games at 58%. And, you know, the three-point shooting has really slipped, too. They're on the road, they're only about 30% from three. They're 32% of Big Ten play. So what Northwestern did, first of all, it's what Northwestern does. It doubles the post. And while Wisconsin had 10 three-point makes in that game, it took more than 30. So, I mean, percentages, like, it's okay. But as you said, there were some wide-open looks from guys who you know can knock them down. But that's the nature of the sport.
Well, you just hope someone like a Stephen Crow will have some early success, whether it's inside for sure, even from the three-point line. In nine road neutral games, he's 3 of 31 from the arc. My goodness, and you'd look at the home average, it's 48%.
Yeah.
What a disparity.
He's been, as we mentioned this many times with Steven, there's a lot on the plate for him, and he's a terrific distributor. He can get things done inside, and there's nothing wrong with the shooting stroke. Just hopefully get a little confidence going and get things straightened out. And they'll face a Maryland team tonight that will press you at times. They'll play a 2-3. They'll go to man sometimes in the same possession. So a little different look you anticipate seeing here this evening.
And we'll discover how much this team misses Max Klesmer. Klesmer played almost 35 minutes in that win over the Terps in Madison. 7 points, 3 rebounds. That doesn't begin to tell you the impact that it can have on the game, especially in guarding one of the top guards for the opposition.
Greg Gard was saying in the pregame show, it goes well beyond what you see in a box score, what Max brings. Hopefully he'll be back soon, but as you mentioned, he has not been on this trip. So Jordan Davis off of that career-high 15 points against Northwestern on Monday, back in the starting five here tonight.
Yeah, in addition to the scoring out of Jordan Davis, they also got 6 more rebounds from him. So in each of the last 2 games, he's done what they've asked him to do. Does that take care of the glass?
Ryan Dorsey, Doug Simmons, Deldre Carr, your officials. Students are back in full voice. A lot of empty seats otherwise, but the famous wall, which is to the left of the Wisconsin bench. And it's a blackout here. They got free stuff, free shirts. That never fails. So this will be a loud crowd, not a full house. But as far as the student section is concerned, it is full and it is loud. Stephen Crow will jump center for Wisconsin. Badgers of the traveling Cardinal unis in the white trim. Maryland with the home black unis here, all part of the blackout for the Terps here tonight.
Obviously, when you play against the Terps, you have to pay attention to Jameer Young. More recently, over the last 4 games, he's averaging 18 field goal attempts, so he's aggressively hunting his shot.
Volume shooter, averaging better than 21 a game over his last 4. It was quiet in terms of scoring against Purdue on Sunday. 10 points. He did have 7 rebounds in that game. As Maryland, after a terrible start, came back and really made Purdue earn it. Maryland had multiple chances late in that game, but just couldn't get that one final shot to drop in a 3-point loss. The Terps are 9-1, though, on the home floor as we are set to go. Julian Reese, Stephen Crow to jump center. Toss and tap will belong to Wisconsin then from our vantage point by the Badgers bench. Wisconsin moves to our right in the first half, and it's Chucky Hepburn against Jameer Young. Maryland man-to-man to begin the game. Stephen Crowell matched with Julian Reese. Loops a pass between the circles for Hepburn. Chucky with a flip for Connor Asijan. He is picked up by Young now. As Asijan gives it up to Wall. Back inside to Asijan, and he'll lay it up and in for the first points of the game.
Terrific cut by Asijan to get himself open at the rim.
Maryland moves to our left in the first half. Badgers, as always, man-to-man. Don Carey, right elbow, gives it Jameer Young. And the lefty takes it left of the lane, pivots at the block, throws it out to Dante Scott. He is with Tyler Wall. Scott hands off to Akeem Hart, works off the re-screen. It picked off Davis. Inside feed, a sloppy one, broken up by Hepburn. Diving to the floor is Crowell, and he comes up with it for Wisconsin. An early Maryland turnover. About a minute gone by, 2-0 Wisconsin. Jordan Davis out front for the Badgers against Akeem Hart. Davis on the dribble to the right, gives it up to Stephen Crowell at the top of the circle. Gets it into Wall, left of the lane. Wall against Dante Scott. Tyler backing, left lane line. In the lane, left shoulder turn up and in with the right hand, and it's 4-0 Wisconsin.
A couple of war horses there, Scott.
That's right. Yeah, that's all night tough. Both of those guys put together. Tyler Wall and Dante Scott. Here's Hart throwing to Scott left of the lane against Wall. Scott's down, looking to back down Tyler. Mid post left. Backing, turns left shoulder, up right hand, no good. Got his own rebound, back up and in. There goes the Terrapins on the board. A little more than a minute and a half gone by, and that allows Maryland to set up the backcourt pressure. 4-2 Wisconsin. Badgers break the press. Wall on the attack. Right of the lane. Splits the double team. Pass for Jordan Davis is poked away by Carey. Feeds Jameer Young. Shot blocked by Hepburn. Oh, Chucky Hepburn busting down the floor and flies into the air for the rejection. Here's Hepburn, right sideline. Goes into Stephen Crowell off the right block. Working against Julian Reese. Crowell backing, turns low on the right, up and in. Good spin inside from Crowell, and it's 6-2 Wisconsin.
By the way, for Chucky Hepburn, that was his second block shot of the season.
That looked like that was a veteran block right there. It looked like a professional shot rejector. That was sweet. Not quite 2.5 minutes in. It's 6-2 Wisconsin. Here's Jameer Young. Loves to go left. The lefty throws it up left of the lane. No good. Fights for his own rebound. Wins the battle. Left block in the paint. Fades. Flips 6 feet away. Back rim and in. For Jameer Young. And it's 6-4 Wisconsin. Terps put on the backcourt pressure. 2:40 gone by here in College Park. Wall finds the middleman, Jordan Davis. He'll take it across the line along the right side. Bounce pass Crowell, right of the paint. He draws the double, retreats to the corner, gives it up to Davis on the right wing. Jordan dribbles near the corner. Inside feed. Caught low on the left. That is Wall. Up. Rims out. No good. Julian Reese the rebound. And here comes Jameer Young up the floor for the Terps. 3:05 gone by. 6-4 Wisconsin. Young off the Reese screen. Young flips it to Dante Scott. He'll hand off to Akeem Hart. Hart top of the circle. He'll throw it to Don Carey. Carey trying to turn the corner. Cut off by Davis on the left wing. Inside feed to Reese. Reese moving in on Crowell. Reese in the lane. Bobbled it. Got it back. Throws it up in the paint. Back rim and in. Julian Reese with the short jumper. We're tied at 6. 3.5 minutes gone by. Jordan Davis against Jameer Young in the backcourt. Throwing a Wall. He's with Carey as the press continues. Wall on the dribble. Splits two defenders. A low pass went off the shins of Davis, but he recovers. Feeds Connor Asijan. Open three left side. He nailed it. Asijan left alone on the left wing. 9-6 Wisconsin. Not quite 4 minutes in.
Maryland very late getting back in transition to set up its defense.
Asijan coming off a 10-point game on Monday against Northwestern as Jameer Young will set the floor. 15 on the shot clock. Now they go into the motion. Young out between the circles. Ball screen Reese. Young turns a corner. Left lane line. Throws it out. Dante Scott tries a three. Right corner. Good. Little drive and kick. Scott with a triple. Tied at 9 with 15:40 left in the first half. Press continues from Maryland. Tyler Wall against Don Carey. Wall now draws a double. Open man is Hepburn. He'll catch at the mid-stripe. Takes it across to the left side. Hepburn to the top of the circle. Chucky goes into Crowell. Crowell right elbow. Now a jumper for the free throw line is good as Maryland looked like they dropped into the zone and Crowell able to hit the mid-range J. It's 11-9 Wisconsin with 15:15 left in the half. Jameer Young high on the right. Throws to Don Carey. Shadowed by Connor Asijan. Now Akeem Hart. High screen Reese. Davis working through it. Hart throws it out to Young. Tries a three right of the circle. Good. Jameer Young, just 25% from three coming into the game, nails that triple. 12-11 Maryland, a little more than 5 minutes in. Here's Tyler Wall as the press continues from Maryland. Gets it to Hepburn. Chucky takes it through the center circle. Feeds Davis. He'll try a three right side. Right back at you. Jordan Davis into the scoring column. It's 14-12 Wisconsin.
Well, encouragement there. That's a carryover from the Northwestern game where Davis hit 3 of 6 from the three-point line.
About 14 and a half minutes left in the first half. 14-12 Wisconsin. Dante Scott right of the circle. Feeds Julian Reese off the left elbow. Gives it up to Jameer Young. He is getting dogged by Chucky Hepburn. Made that handoff tough. Now Young blasts by Hepburn, sends it in with a right hand. That strong lefty dribble that got him the blow by and then punched it with a right hand. We're tied at 14. Tyler Wall, left sideline of the front court for Wisconsin. Wall with a bounce to Crowell, left of the lane. Reese covered. Quick dig from Young. Now single coverage again as Crowell in the paint, knocked away, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Wisconsin as we hit our first media timeout here tonight. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how they're using their energy to power beyond. And by Cleary Building Corp. We protect what you value. Visit ClearyBuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 13:57 left of the first half. Wisconsin 14, Maryland 14. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield. Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit AmFam.com/Badgers all season long for exclusive content features and updates, Badger fan sweepstakes, and more. Some serious shot making in the early minutes. 13:57 left of the first half. Wisconsin 14, Maryland 14.
Badgers 6 of 7 from the field. Maryland 6 of 9. Both teams 2 of 2 from the three-point line. One of those triples belongs to Jameer Young, who came into the game 2 of his last 20 from the arc. 0 of 11 over the last two games against Michigan and Purdue.
He was 34% last year at Charlotte. You mentioned just 25% for the season coming into the game. Here's Akeem Hart with the basketball on the left wing. Faces up on Jordan Davis. Now starts to back him down. Backing his Hart in the lane. Scoops it up right hand. Good. Hart working his way into the painted area. 16-14 Maryland. Press continues. He's with the ball. Chucky Hepburn against Jahari Long in the lineup now for the Terps. Carter Gilmore out there for Wisconsin. Badgers break the press. Gilmore catches right wing. Finds Tyler Wall. Right lane line goes up right hand. Good off the window. As the Badgers into attack mode. Tied at 16. 13-18 left of the first half. Ian Martinez in the game, 6'3 junior. Now it's Long across the top of the key. A little screen from Reese. He'll use it again, going right to left. Long at the left elbow, throwing to Hart. Inside feed, Reese will catch. Turns up left hander. Julian Reese with 4. Able to post on Chucky Hepburn, 18-16 Maryland. Badgers break the press. Gilmore has it, cross-court to Sejan. Connor, baseline left. A cut off, a bounce to Gilmore. Left foul line extended. Carter Gilmore, dribble handoff to Hepburn. Hepburn against Long. Chucky takes it on the right side. Can't get loose. Feeds Gilmore. Turns it to Connor Recesia. Connor puts it on the deck against Dante Scott. He'll turn. Pivots. Mid-post left jump. No good. Rebound Julian Reese of Maryland. And here comes Jahari Long for the Terps. Feeds Akeem Hart. Goes into Dante Scott. Right of the lane. Operates against Jordan Davis in the paint. Pivots, fades, flips 10 feet away. Short, no good. Rebound Wall for Wisconsin. 12:20 left in the half. 18-16 Maryland. Chucky Hepburn glides up the right sideline, now drives baseline, goes through the paint, gets it out the Wall. Tyler off the left wing. Tyler right lane line, stops, needs some help, gets it out to Sejan running in the lane. Up he goes, no, but a foul. And they're going to get Ian Martinez. That'll be his first.
That's what the coaches like so much about Connor Sejan. He presented himself to Wall, who was definitely in trouble in the paint. He had nowhere to go with the ball, but there was Sejan bailing him out.
As he continues to work on his defensive efforts and knowledge of the rules, he flat knows how to play.
He really does.
On the offensive end, he will work you all night long. Connor missing the first free throw. Kamari McGee, Isaac Lindsay, and Stephen Crowell will check in. Hepburn, Davis, and Wall will sit down.
The thing about it, too, in his development, Sejan realizes he just has to get in the weight room this summer.
Yep,
he's
got to
get bigger and stronger.
Patrick Amelian in the game for Maryland, 6'10 grad student from Toronto. was at St. Francis of New York last year. Second free throw for Connor is good. So Asijan with six early on, 18-17 Maryland, with 12 minutes left in the first half. Here's Jameer Young against Kamari McGee. Now Reese rotates it to Martinez, left side. A throw to Akeem Hart between the circles. He's matched up with Isaac Lindsay. Reese against Crowell. A handoff to Martinez. Martinez will take the three right of the circle. Around and out, no good. Rebound, Isaac Lindsay of Wisconsin. Ahead it goes to Kamari McGee, and a sophomore out of Racine to the front court for the Badgers. McGee against Jameer Young, throwing to Lindsay high on the right. Lindsay thinking about it. Now he'll take the three, and it's wide left, no good. Martinez the rebound. He'll take it up the floor in a hurry on the right side. Against Asijan, goes into Julian Reese. Reese, baseline right, now back into the block, loves that left hand, and he walked with the ball, trying to pivot, trying to work that right shoulder turn to the lefty hook, but he walked instead as we have the under 12 media timeout. Enjoy a clean running engine wherever you go. Top tier tri-clean Citgo gasoline. Citgo, let's go together and get your big win at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, where winners are cashing out with their 95% average payout and more than 140 daily jackpots. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 11:23 left in the first half, Maryland 18, Wisconsin 17. This is Badger basketball from Learfield. Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. And Badger fans, tonight's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics, Brew Pub Lots of Matzo Pizza and Pepsi. 11:23 left in the first half, Maryland 18, Wisconsin 17.
Matt, you noted earlier that the Terps have lost only once in this building this year. They got boat raced by UCLA, a real legitimate contender for the Final Four this year. Trailed 49-20 at halftime. But what we've seen out of Maryland, and I think it has a lot to do with the coaching of Willard, is their resiliency. They lost at Michigan 81-46 by 35 points. It was on January 1st. Less than 3 weeks later, they beat the Wolverines on this floor.
They did. Again, they're 9-1 in this building. As Greg Gard mentioned it, and he's right, that Maryland teams have never been lacking in talent. It's just a matter of getting them to gel. That 8-0 start was the best ever for a first-year coach here at Maryland. 4-7 since. Gilmore, McGee, Lindsay, Crowell, and Davis out there for Wisconsin. Jameer Young, Ian Martinez, Patrick Emilian, Akeem Hart, and Dante Scott, the five on the floor for Maryland as Kamari McGee brings it up. Kamari hit a three on Monday night, played about a half dozen minutes against Northwestern. Jordan Davis high on the right. Bounce pass McGee, tightly defended by Martinez. McGee right wing. Feeds Crowell, draws the double, finds McGee, low on the right, shot blocked by Dante Scott. It's loose, and it's snapped up by Scott. Up ahead he goes to Jameer Young. Young against McGee, high on the right. He'll leave it for Scott, working on the right side against Carter Gilmore. Has him isolated. Scott starts to back, a little dig from Davis. Goes out to Hart, feeds Jameer Young high on the left, blows off the left wing. Lost the handle, it's loose, and Stephen Crowell comes up with a turnover. Maryland, the third miscue for the Terrapins. 10:42 left in the first half, 18-17 Maryland. McGee against Young, throws it to Davis, deep right wing. Bounce pass Crowell, top of the circle. Now a couple of steps to his left, shovels it into Gilmore, left of the lane against Dante Scott. Carter starting to back, gets it out to McGee. Kamari to the line, in the lane, 10-footer in the paint. Off the glass and rim, no good. Scott the rebound for the Terps. And he'll take it up the right sideline of the front court. Flips to Jameer Young, left of the wheel. Young against Jordan Davis. Young on the right-hand dribble. He lost the handle, got it back, left elbow, and then a pump fake got Davis up. Jumper away, no good. Rebound, Crowell. 10:05 left in the first half. It remains 18-17 Maryland. Badgers have missed their last four shots, but they're still 7-for-12 to start the game. Stephen Crowell on the right side feeds Gilmore, rotates it to McGee, a flip to Lindsay. He'll send it to Carter Gilmore. Gilmore backing right of the lane. Out to Crowell. Shot clock is down to five. Crowell hands off to Davis with three to shoot. With two, with one. Jordan shooting, and that just flipped the rim. No good. Dante Scott the rebound. 9:35 left in the half. 18-17 Maryland. Akeem Hart throwing to Scott. Sends to Martinez. High on the left. Gives it up quickly to Jameer Young. Ball screen from Patrick Emilian. He'll throw it to Scott, left of the circle. Scott against Carter Gilmore. Scott at the top of the circle, 10 on the shot clock. A handoff to Martinez, picked up by Carter on the switch. Here's Martinez in the lane. One pump, low on the left, goes up, and it rolls off, no good. Rebound, Crowell of Wisconsin. Both teams cooling off after red-hot starts. 9 minutes left in the half, still 18-17 Maryland. Davis throwing to Isaac Lindsay near the center circle. He'll give it up to Crowell, right of the wheel. Crowell finds Lindsay in the give and go, and he goes up, knocked away by Hart. Digging for it is Lindsay, and it goes out of bounds. It'll belong to Maryland.
Crowell should have two more assists right now on passes that he made inside, and the Badgers were unable to convert at the rim.
Yeah, a couple of rejections down there inside from Maryland. Some quick recoveries as the Badgers subbing. Connor Asijan back in. Hepburn, Davis, Wall, and Crowell. Amelian, Young, Reese, Hart, and Don Carey out there for Maryland. 8:50 left in the first half. 18-17 Maryland. As Akeem Hart starts the offense now. Hands off to Amelian. He'll turn it left wing for Carey. It's against Asijan. A bounce to Hart. He's with Davis. Hart left of the lane, whips it out to Jameer Young at the free throw line. Now right lane line, throws it to Amelian, leaves it for Carey, 10 to shoot. Young on the right side, thinking about it, takes a three right wing, short, no good. Rebound, Wall of Wisconsin. 8:20 left in the first half, still 18-17 Maryland. Hepburn to the front court, hands off to Jordan Davis, gets it to Tyler Wall. The teams have combined to miss 10 straight, five misfires apiece. Here's Wall right side, isolated on Amelian. Now a little dig from Carey. Wall turns baseline. He got fouled by Amelian. That'll be the first on Patrick Amelian and the second on Maryland.
Kind of waiting for Chucky Hepburn to assert himself into this game a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. He was 4-for-16 on Monday with Maryland, at Northwestern, I should say. Jahari Long back into the game. Dante Scott into the game. Noah Batchelor in the game, too. 6'6 freshman out of Frederick, Maryland. IMG Academy. Hepburn, baseline rival inbound. And lobs it out to Crowell. Gets it back to Chucky. He'll take the three right side. There you go. Just what you ordered, Mike. A triple for Chucky Hepburn.
Yeah,
20-18.
It was always that easy to order makes.
If it was. 7:45 left in the first half. Badgers up two. Carey left wing. And he tried to get it into Dante Scott. Good job fronting by Tyler Wall as he reaches in and deflects it out of bounds as we have the under eight media timeout. The All of Us Research Program in Wisconsin aims to speed up medical research by asking Wisconsinites to share health information. Learn more at allofus.wisc.edu. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 7:41 left of the first half, Wisconsin 20, Maryland 18. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield. College sports are full of trash talk, but stats speak louder. We'll let the F-150 speak for itself. Tough, smart, capable. Visit your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealer today. 7:41 left in the first half. Wisconsin 20, Maryland 18.
Chucky Hepburn led Wisconsin in scoring in that first win over Maryland in December at the Kohl Center. He had 13 points. A lot of balance in that game. Wisconsin had seven players score between 7 and 13 points each.
Outscored Maryland at the foul line. Missed a lot of shots, but still made 17. Inbounds pass to Julian Reese back in there for the Terps. And a whistle and a foul called on Wall trying to fight over a Noah Batchelor screen. And that would be the first foul on a Badger here tonight. 7:38 left in the first half. Maryland with just two fouls. Badgers lead 20-18. Jameer Young baseline left inbounding to Scott. Hands it back to Young left side. And he'll bring it up top against Chucky Hepburn. Young feeds Carey high on the left. Asijan is on him. Bounce pass to Julian Reese. Hands it back to Carey. Off the Reese screen. Baseline left 15-footer off the rim. No good. Jordan Davis, the rebound for Wisconsin. Still 20-18, the Badgers. 7:20 left in the first half. Davis against Jameer Young. Throwing to Asijan. Turns it to Wall left side. He is with Dante Scott. Church Day man-to-man. Crowell top of the arc. Crowell looking. Gives it up to Hepburn. Chucky between the circles, off a ball screen from Crowell. Throw back to Crowell for three, left of the circle. It's off the back rim, no good. Davis trying to back tap, and he tapped it to himself. Offensive rebound for Davis. Here's Tyler Wall throwing to Hepburn, back at the center circle. As the Badgers get the reset, Asijan left sideline, and then threw it away, trying to get it into Tyler Wall. A little miscommunication there. As it goes out of bounds, and that's turnover number three for Wisconsin.
Didn't look like Wall was set up for that pass.
Fourth turnover, rather, for the Badgers. 6:40 left in the half. 20-18 Wisconsin. Here's Jameer Young, left elbow. Going to Dante Scott. He'll flip the carry on the right side. Beats Batchelor between the circles. Out to Carey. Bobbles knocked away by Asijan, but Carey gets it back. Carey off the right wing, baseline right, leans, shoots, missed, but a foul. And Don Carey will go to the free throw line. And as that foul is called on Connor Asijan, that'll be his first and the team's second. Don Carey, not a ton of foul shots this season, but good when he gets there, 22 out of 25.
Well, he's played a ton of college basketball, though, hasn't he?
At a few different schools, as a matter of fact. Georgetown most recently, last couple of years. First free throw is good. That's kind of the world we're in now. I mean, you're saying that, you know, was it Penn State? The player that he's at his fifth stop, right?
Yeah, Carey's ahead of the curve, too. He started at Mount St. Mary's, Siena, then Georgetown for two.
Was a captain at Georgetown.
He was really good there last year.
For a team that wasn't. Second free throw is good. Georgetown finally won, though. He finally had a Big East Conference win this week. Tied at 20 as Carey hits them both. 6:22 left in the first half. Wall against pressure across the mid-stripe on a feed to Jordan Davis. And a trap in, gets it out of their wall, throws to Hepburn between the arcs. And Maryland in the 2-3. Davis high on the right as the Badgers recognize the defense. Crow, right elbow, feeds Davis. Thought about it, turned it down. 10 to shoot. Hepburn off a high screen from Crow. He'll curl it out to Asijan. Left side three rattles home for Connor Asijan. His second three of the first half, 23-20, Wisconsin.
He's got the potential to be a zone buster, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. 5:50 left in the first half. Asijan with nine here in this first half to lead Wisconsin. Jameer Young on the left-hand dribble. Working way out high. Right hand toss to Akeem Hart. Slips it into Julian Reese. In the lane. Goes up and in over Crow. Reese with six. 23-22 Wisconsin. Press back on. Hepburn to the backcourt against Jameer Young. Up the left sideline. Feeds Wall. He'll glide across the 10-second line. 5:24 left in the half. 1-point lead Wisconsin. Wall finds Crow right of the lane. Reese covering. And a little dig from Young, turning baseline is Crow, and then just throws it back out toward half court for Hepburn. 10 to shoot. Here's Chucky. Out front to the line, down the lane, splits two defenders to the rim, throws it up off the glass, no good. And here comes Jameer Young. Up the floor for Maryland, trying to grab the lead back, and Akeem Hart is wide open. Right corner three, back rim no. Dante's got the rebound, and he runs over Jordan Davis. They'll get it. Oh, they're going to get a flop on Jordan Davis. Didn't run over him at all, they say. So, Class B technical, not a personal, but one free throw coming up for Maryland. 23-22, Wisconsin. That was a pretty easy call,
yeah, he
actually.
He embellished the upper body, didn't he?
Yeah, just a little.
The supervisor of officials in the house tonight, too, at Weimer.
Every arena in the world has a lot of officials, right?
Oh, yeah.
That was
all
a
of them.
Pretty easy call. Free throw is in the air, and it is good for Scott. And we're tied at 23.
Scott is a bull, though.
He is.
He plays a little bully ball, but that was the good call.
Yes, it was. Yes. 23-23, 4:58 left of the first half. There you go. So Maryland basketball, baseline left. Hart throws it to Ian Martinez, left wing. Leaves it for Reese. Reese a hand off to Hart. Hart back out to Scott, top of the arc. This is Jameer Young, baseline right. Flies to the goal, layup good. A little burst from Young. And it's 25-23 Maryland, 4:45 left in the first half. And here's Tyler Wall in the backcourt. Now across the mid-stripe on the right side, Wall. Against Ian Martinez, throwing to Hepburn, turns it to Gilmore, hands off to Asijan. Asijan off the left wing, Connor in heavy traffic, kept the dribble, now stops right lane line, hits it out of there to Wall with 10 to shoot. As the Badgers reset it, Wall against Dante Scott. Wall left lane line, Wall with three to shoot, with two, out to Gilmore for three, right side, off the rim, no good, rebound, tap to the air, pulled down by Ian Martinez. 4:10 left in the half, 25-23 Maryland. Here's Scott, lines up a three, left side, good. Caught in transition, and Greg Gard will use a timeout. As Maryland now with a 5-point lead, and this will be a full timeout. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by Rail Transport, offering truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.com. Jobs. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 4:04 left in the first half. Maryland 28, Wisconsin 23. This is Badger basketball from Learfield. Put Your Trust in a Bank has been focused on serving the people and businesses in Wisconsin and all across the country since 1863. That's U.S. Bank. Stop by your local branch or log on today. U.S. Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. 8-point run now for the Terrapins. We have 4:04 left in the first half. Maryland 28, Wisconsin 23.
Let me correct myself, too. Terry Weimer is in the house tonight, the supervisors of officials. We haven't seen him that often this year. He was at another game. I think it was a road game. Everybody's really confident that Weimer will be a real boon to the officiating in this league. Maybe not necessarily this year, but in the years moving forward, that he's pretty good with the structure and the organization. And I think we're going to see better officiating as the years move along.
Well, we're seeing some more, you know, we're seeing guys who have been proven to be, you know, really good officials come back into the Big Ten games. If it's a John Higgins, Roger Ayers, so they, I mean, these are guys who've worked, you know, Final
Some
Fours,
veterans.
Title games. Yes. So, yeah, he's making the rounds, and Donnie Epley with them as well here tonight. Inbounds pass to Chucky Hepburn in the backcourt against Ian Martinez. Press continues for Maryland. Carter Gilmore darts it to Jordan Davis across the midstripe. They try to trap him. They knock it away out of bounds. It'll belong to Wisconsin. Last touch by Hakeem Hartz. This is what Maryland does, try to heat you up, get you off track. Inbounds pass to Hepburn against Jameer Young. Terps now man-to-man in the half court. Hepburn, a standing right-hand hip-high dribble along the right sideline, throws to Crowell at the top. Crowell against Julian Reese. One dribble to hand off to Jordan Davis. Pull-up foul line jumper is off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound, Ian Martinez of Maryland. 3:35 left in the first half, 28-23, the Terrapins. Here's Jameer Young against Carter Gilmore, throwing to Scott high on the left. Feeds Reese, hands it back to Scott, baseline left. Out to Reese, mid-post left, up over Kraus, short, rebound, Hepburn of Wisconsin. 3:20 left in the half, 28-23, Maryland. Jordan Davis with a flip for Kraus at the top of the circle. Tyler Wall ready to check back in for Wisconsin. Kraus on the dribble, being bothered by Reese. Crowell kills the dribble, throws to Connor Esigen. He is with Ian Martinez. Shot clock at 10. Esigen, left-hand dribble, and it's taken away by Hakeem Hart. He's on the run out. He'll feed Young down the lane. Layup good. Off the turnover, but Maryland can get a lot done off of that. And they just get a bucket. Little turn into a pick six. 30-23 Maryland. 2:45 left in the half. Carter Gilmore gets it out to Hepburn near half court. Gives it up to Davis. 10-point run now for Maryland. Badgers over 3 minutes without scoring. With the ball is Crowell. Left of the lane. Backs on Reese. Backing. Turns baseline. Now doubled. Crowell tried to muscle it up and had no chance. Loose ball picked up by Jameer Young. He'll push again for Maryland. Young, little crossover on Esigen. Spins it out to Martinez. Baseline left. Backing on Hepburn. And Chucky reaches in. Is called for the foul. That'll be his first.
Looked to me like a foul out of frustration by Hepburn, didn't it?
A little bit, yep.
Just sort of hacked him. It's not what we normally see out of Wisconsin defenders.
Hepburn and Davis will check out. You got Wall and Kamari McGee back in. 2:18 left in the first half. 30-23, Maryland leading Wisconsin. Hakeem Hart, baseline left, throws it into Julian Reese. And now it's Hart, inside feed. Reese catches, up lefty, over Crowell, good for the right block. 8 for Reese, and it's 32-23 Maryland. A 12-point run for the Terps. Press continues. Wall out of the trap, finds Kamari McGee. 2 minutes left in the half. Badgers stuck on 23 points. Wall right side into Crowell, right elbow. Takes it out top of the circle, throws to Wall, Tyler. Tyler left of the lane. Reese picks him up. Inside his wall. Low on the left. Puts it up and in. And finally the drought ends. 32-25 Maryland. A minute 40 left in the first half. So the Maryland run stops at 12. Hakeem Hart out front. Gets it to Dante Scott. Scott against Carter Gilmore. A feed to Reese. Top of the circle. Julian Reese. A handoff to Scott. We'll make that to Hakeem Hart. Left lane line. Hart moving in on Crowell. And a whistle inside. Offensive foul. Going the other way as they get Julian Reese trying to clear out a little space inside. A minute 19 left in the half. 32-25 Maryland.
They kind of wear you down with the pressure, full court pressure. Then they force you to think almost every trip on what they're going to be in, whether it's the zone or the man-to-man.
And they are really they're a bouncy athletic team, too. They can recover. We've seen a couple of impressive blocks on what looked to be easy buckets for Wisconsin. Press continues. Here's Kamari McGee across the mid-stripe on the left side. And now the Badgers get it into the offense as Maryland will stay man here. With the ball is Carter Gilmore. Bounces to Crowell right of the circle. Crowell against Julian Reese. Beats Carter Gilmore. Gilmore on the right side. Out to McGee. Four to shoot. Kamari drives through the lane. Two to shoot. One to shoot. Up goes McGee, and that's over everything. And that's a shot clock violation. And that'll get Chucky Hepburn back into the game with 47.6 left in the first half.
During this stretch of X number of minutes where the Badgers have given up 12 and scored only two, they haven't gotten a lot of high degree, high percentage shots.
Yeah, we're seeing this Maryland defense do a little work. I mentioned before the game, they do a good job of mixing up their looks. Here's Jameer Young to the front court. Young against Hepburn, right of the lane, hangs in the air, throws it back out to Dante Scott, then a whistle, offensive foul. They're going to get Reese again. He's off the ball, clearing out space. Julian Reese, who can be foul prone. He's just picked up two quick ones here late to the first half.
Well, I mentioned the frustration with Hepburn. There's a lot of frustration with Reese because he's not quite sure what he should do in the paint to stay away from that whistle.
35 seconds left in the half, 32-25 Maryland. Tyler Wall throws to Hepburn high on the right. Hepburn against Jameer Young. Chucky, right foul line extended. Throwback pass to Crowell. Left open, takes a three, straight on, straight in. Stephen Crowell for three. And the Badgers are within four, 32-28 Maryland. 15 seconds left in the half. And now the user to lose it. Timeout taken by Kevin Willard. 13.4 left in the first half. Maryland 32, Wisconsin 28.
There's plenty of incentive for these guys to make shots, especially from the arc, especially for Stephen Crowell. I would think there's even more incentive when your defender turns his back on you and runs to the rim.
Yeah, it's the old line, you're open for a reason, right? So Stephen trying to make him pay his first three-point hit. So Wisconsin trying to answer here and has done that, getting right back in it. 32-28 Maryland.
You mentioned the foul trouble for Reese. I mean, he's really a valuable component to what Maryland likes to do. Against Purdue, he had 19 points against the monster in the middle, Zach Edey.
He did. He will, that's it, he will get himself into foul trouble. His sister, by the way, Angel, is a star in women's basketball. She actually started her career at Maryland, transferred to LSU, and she's got a run of about like 20 straight double-doubles going for a very highly regarded recruit. In fact, Angel, the second highest rated recruit in women's basketball, and she left high school a couple years ago. 13.4 left in the half. Jameer Young, sideline left, front court will inbound. Looking. Gets it into Don Carey. Carey against Hepburn. Down to 10 seconds left in the half. Hard hedge of the screen by Crowell. Carey throws left side to Hart off the left wing. Badgers wanted a foul. They got it from Jordan Davis. That'll be his first personal. 8.2 left in the first half. Badgers still have a couple of more to give here. Both teams with four fouls. 8.2 seconds left in the half. 32-28 Maryland. Dante Scott will inbound. Sideline left. Flips it into Young, and Isaac Lindsay trying for the steal, reaches in, is called for the foul. That'll be his first, team's fifth. Not a bad gamble there.
No, not at all. I would think you worry about the inbounder here, Scott getting the ball back for the final shot. We'll see.
Still one more foul to give if they choose. 7.3 left in the half. Scott, again, sideline left looking. Looking into Jameer Young. Lindsay is on him. Young with five. And now the foul from Lindsay with 4.7 left in the half. Second on Lindsay. Number six on Wisconsin. And now we play it out. 4.7 seconds left in the half. And still lots of time here for the Terps. 32-28 Maryland. Scott sideline right. Inbounding into Young. Hepburn picks him up with 3 seconds, with two, with one. Young, deep shot straight away. No good, and the first half has come to an end. So the Badgers found themselves down by nine with a couple of minutes left in the first half, but a little run. And Greg Gard's team goes into the locker room down by just four. And we are halfway through this Wednesday night matchup in College Park. It's Maryland 32, Wisconsin 28. We're back with a halftime report presented by Culver's in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield. Maryland 32, Wisconsin 28 as we get ready for the second half of play. Both teams were off to a torrid start shooting the ball, and the Badgers had a stone-cold stretch, but 5 points late in the first half, and they find themselves within four, 32-28 Maryland.
Only two real runs in that half, one by Maryland, a 12-0 run. Young had four, Reese had four, Scott had four, and then the Badgers answered, counterpunched with a layup by Wald and a three-pointer by Crowell to end the half. It was good last night being at the team hotel seeing Johnny Davis,
yes, sir,
his baby girl.
Yeah.
He looked good. I thought he looked good.
Yep, rookie season, been bouncing back and forth between the Wizards and the G League, but good to see Johnny at the hotel last night. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield. Hepburn, Davis, Asijan, Wall, and Crowell for Wisconsin. Young, Hartz, Julian Reese, Don Carey, and Dante Scott for Maryland.
Badger fans are going to get a chance to see Johnny Davis on February 18th. He'll be the honorary captain before the Rutgers game.
Yes, he will. And here's Jameer Young. Second half is underway as Terps move to our right. And with the ball is Akeem Hart against Jordan Davis. Moving in is Hart low on the right and flipped it in with the right hand. Hart with four, and it's 34-28 Maryland. First possession for the Badgers in the second half. Press continues for Maryland. Wisconsin moving to our left as we view it, right by the Wisconsin bench. And here's Chucky Hepburn, right of the center circle. Now the Terps drop back to the 2-3 zone. Hepburn goes into Crowell at the free throw line. Crowell shovels it into Wall. Hart defending. Wall backing, right block. It's double, throws it up. Too hard, no good. Rebound, Dante Scott. And here comes Maryland. Scott on the push. Hard left-hand dribble, left lane line. Wall trying to cut him off. Scott against Wall. Scott can't get loose. Turns it out the Hart, top of the arc. Leaves it for Young. Throws to Reese. Hands it back to Young. Tries a three right wing. Good. Second three for Jameer Young, and Maryland with the first 5 points of the second half. Back to a nine-point lead. Hepburn almost lost it. He's being hounded in the backcourt. 37-28 Maryland. Here's Wall getting it across the midstripe with about a second to spare. 37-28 Maryland. A minute 15 gone by second half. With the ball is Davis. He'll feed Crowell. Now to Hepburn. That's off the left wing. Chucky. Goes in the Wall, low on the left, couple of pumps, tries again, up, got it, it counts and a foul. And one for Tyler Wall, and a big bucket that is for Wisconsin.
Wall did an excellent job just measuring and sizing up Akeem Hart on the block. And even with the help of Reese, they weren't able to stop him from that left hand and bank shot.
Akeem Hart with the foul, his first, 37-30 Maryland, a minute 25 gone by in the second half. Boy, 64% free throw shooter overall. Eyes are in, free throw on the way, and it's good. 37-31 Maryland. Now about a minute and a half into the second half. Akeem Hart left of the circle. Hart gets away from Jordan Davis, goes inside, low on the right, slam dunk Julian Reese. That was easy money, 10 for Reese, 39-31 Maryland. A minute 45 into the second half. Press continues from Maryland. Wall throwing to Hepburn. Hepburn against Jameer Young. Loops at the Wall across half court. Left sideline. Now Chucky sets the floor out between the circles. Goes it high on the left. A bounce into Crowell. Left elbow. Crowell is open. Mid-range jump. Good. Find those pockets in the defense. And Crowell knocked down the mid-range. 39-33 Maryland. 2:10 gone by in the second half. Akeem Hart high on the left, resets the screen. Now Hart dribbles off the left wing, backing on Davis. Hart near the block, out to Don Carey. Carey top of the circle, being shadowed by Connor Asijan. Carey gives it up to Reese, shot clock at 10. Reese a hand off to Hart, turns the corner as Davis got sent hard to the floor. Reese inside, slam dunk. Jordan Davis took a hard spill, 41-33 Maryland, presses on, long pass from Wall to Crowell, who's trapped along the right sideline, and the ball gets slapped out of bounds. 17-17 to play, 41-33, Maryland leading Wisconsin, as Carter Gilmore will check in for Jordan Davis. Yeah, Tyler Wall, sideline right, will inbound. Just across half court. Flips it in to Chucky Hepburn. Going out there on Chucky as Maryland matches up defensively. Here's Gilmore. Dribbles off the right wing. Stops at the foul line. 17-footer. A Sejan too long. No good. Rebound into the hands of Jameer Young. Up the middle comes Young for Maryland. 3 minutes gone. Second half. 41-33. The Terrapins. Here's Young. Right of the lane against Crowell. Finds Reese low on the right. Up and in. It counts in a foul. Reese with 14. And the lead is 10 for Maryland. Carter Gilmore with a foul. That's his first as the Terrapins now with their biggest lead of the game.
Reese has scored the last 6 points for Maryland. He's got a nice soft touch.
Sure does.
The paint.
A 54% free throw shooter. Maryland a little better than 71% as a team for the year. Free throw from Reese. No good. Rebound dug out of there by Wall. 10-point lead for the Terrapins, 16:47 remaining. Hepburn up the right side for Wisconsin. On the wing against Jameer Young, backing right block, fades, flips, no chance. Little fadeaway baseline right, that's an air ball, and here comes Jameer Young. Young up the floor for the Terrapins. And a Sejan trying to steal it, and did he? Yes, he did. He was able to force the turnover as it was last touched by Jameer Young. Out of bounds to Wisconsin. Good work from Connor Sejan. Isaac Lindsay checking in for Wisconsin in place of Chucky Hepburn. 3.5 minutes gone by. Second half, 43-33. Maryland is against the press. Badgers break it. Here's Wall. Left lane line feeds to Sejan. Shot fake. Steps up. Left side three. Good on the wing. Third three for Connor Sejan. 43-36 Maryland. 16:15 remaining. See if the Badgers can get some stops here. Here's Jameer Young setting the floor, throwing to Akeem Hart, left of the circle. Hart against Wall, right-hand dribble, right lane line, driving, pushed it up and in, off the glass. You mentioned Maryland, really in a more attacking mode, and they're one of the better two-point percentage field goal teams in the country. 45-36 Maryland, 4:05 gone, second half. Isaac Lindsay feeds Crowell, right side, wide open three, right side, short, no good. Rebound, Jameer Young of Maryland. Young up the middle of the front court. High screen, Reese. Young drives on a siege and left of the lane, banks it in. Jameer Young with 16, 47-36 Maryland. 4.5 minutes gone by, second half. Here comes Tyler Wall, finds Gilmore in the lane, runs it to Connor, left pocket three, off the rim, no good. Rebound, Crowell taps to a Sejan, left of the lane, banks it, off the glass and rim, no good. Rebound to Dante Scott. Scott up the left sideline for Maryland. Scott drives by Wall, glides to the goal, layup is good. They're getting what they want, when they want, how they want. Greg Garb was trying to get it to that under 16 media timeout, but he can wait no longer as the Badgers take the timeout now. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics from the American Family Insurance broadcast table. 15:08 remaining, Maryland 49, Wisconsin 36. This is Badger basketball from Learfield. 6-point burst for Maryland now as the Terrapins have a 13-point lead over Wisconsin, 49-36 with 15:08 remaining.
Maryland 8 of 8 from the field here in the second half. In our pregame, we talked about the two key areas in this game, the paint and transition. Maryland dominating both areas, 32-12 in the paint, 7-0 in transition.
Yeah, a story in the local media about the Terrapins. Kevin Willard loves to take a lot of threes, but this team has not been shooting them well. They're 4 of 8 tonight. But in recent games, they've gone into attack mode, and they're definitely doing that tonight against the Badgers as Wisconsin able to break the press. Isaac Lindsay out there for Wisconsin with Davis, Sejan, Gilmore, and Crowell. Crowell has the ball now. Right of the circle, goes into Gilmore. He's with Akeem Hart. Carter backing in the lane. One pump, goes up in traffic, and it'll roll around the rim and in. First points for Carter Gilmore. 49-38 Maryland, 14:40 remaining. And Jameer Young up the floor. He has 16 points tonight for the Terrapins. Gets it to Akeem Hart, left of the circle. Hart off the Reese screen, chased by Davis. Hart in the lane, goes up in traffic, no good. Rebound battled for, and it's into the hands of Isaac Lindsay. Lindsay up the right side of the front court for Wisconsin. See if the Badgers can answer and get back in the fight here. Jordan Davis on the right wing around a high screen from Crowell. Jordan top of the circle, goes to the Crowell. Low on the left, powers it up. Got fouled by Reese. That's his third. And that's not a small thing. Free throws will be coming up for Crowell as we have a timeout here in College Park. Hey, Wisconsin fans, StubHub is the easiest way to experience every Badgers game. Check the virtual view, score your seats, and get your tickets delivered instantly. StubHub is the official ticketing partner of Wisconsin Athletics. StubHub, be there. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 14-10 remaining. Maryland 49, Wisconsin 38. This is Badger basketball from Learfield. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today. 14-10 remaining. Maryland 49, Wisconsin 38.
Matt, but we're seeing too with Maryland, when they're in sync offensively, they do a good job of spacing the floor, setting up the one-on-one drives, and that's what they do. They just drive it hard.
And incredibly effectively. They finally missed a shot the last possession after making their first eight, as you pointed out, as Stephen Crowell hits the first free throw. One more coming. The third foul on Reese has him on the bench. Patrick Amelian, who played a bit of the first half, back in there for Maryland. Second free throw for Crowell, straight through. It's more like it for Big Steve. 49-40 Maryland, 14:07 remaining. Jameer Young to the front court, picked up by Jordan Davis on the switch. Here's Young, curls off the wing in the lane. Now low on the left, goes up, blocked, but a foul on Jordan Davis. That'll be his second. And Jameer Young, an 80% free throw shooter, will go to the line for two.
Even though you know he is so heavy left-handed, trying to stop it.
Yeah, no, he's quick. Yeah,
right?
Got that burst.
My goodness.
No doubt. First attempt of the night for Jameer Young at the foul line, and he is good for the first. He now has 17 points.
One thing that stood out about his numbers, career numbers, this is his 105th start and 104 starts. He's averaged 34 minutes a game.
Yep.
Amazing, right?
He's in that kind of rare air of active players with numbers, not just beyond the minutes. Baseball free throws, 1,700 points, 500 boards, 300 assists. He's in that group. Badgers break the press. Here's the Siegen off the left wing. A pass goes off the leg of Patrick Amelian. Play is stopped. 51-40, the Terrapins, 13:52 remaining.
Can you remember the last time Wisconsin got easy points? I mean, seriously, right?
Yeah.
It's been a while, hasn't it?
It has. Inbounds pass from Lindsay to Crowell, throwing to Gilmore out front. Leaves it for Lindsay between the circles. He'll send it to Jordan Davis. A pass to Crowell at the top. Crowell against Amelian. Maryland man-to-man defensively right now. Here's Lindsay, right side, baseline right, pulled up 15-footer, in and out, no good. Amelian the rebound. Halfway down, it popped out. Here comes Jameer Young, 13:30 to play, 51-40 Maryland. Hitch of the screen from Crowell. Now Young, hard left-hand dribble down the lane to the rim shot, blocked by Lindsay and out of bounds. Maryland keeps it with 18 to shoot. And Tyler Wall and Chucky Hepburn will come back in for Wisconsin. Davis and Lindsay will come out. 13:23 remaining, 51-40 Maryland. Shot clock is at 18. There's Akeem Hart, baseline left, will throw it in. Hart looking, gets it into Ian Martinez. Now Amelian high on the left, throws to Hart around the Amelian screen. A throwback pass to Scott. He's with Gilmore. Scott scoops it to Young. Throws it back to Scott. Eight to shoot. Scott right wing. Jab step. Five to shoot. Scott takes the three right side. And that clipped the right side iron. No good. Rebound of Siegen. Gilmore just wasn't going to bite. Good defense from Carter. Here's Wall on the right wing for Wisconsin. Throwing to Hepburn. Flips to Crowell. Left of the circle. Crowell finds Gilmore. Right side. Darts it into Wall. Low on the right. Goes up. No good. Rebound. Wall. Low on the left. Goes up. Knocked away. Out of bounds. It'll belong to Wisconsin.
Kind of one-on-three for Tyler Wall under the rim.
And now Chris Hodges will come in for Wisconsin for Stephen Crowell. Hodges appearing in his 10th game, redshirt freshman out of Schaumburg, Illinois. 12:48 remaining, 51-40 Maryland. Hepburn inbounds to Assisian right side. Connor off the wing. Now the right elbow jumper is true for Connor Assisian, and he has 13. 51-42 Maryland with 12:35 remaining. Jameer Young on the right side for the Terps. Young on the left-hand dribble, right of the circle. Left-hand flip for Dante Scott. Leaves it for Amelia, left foul line extended. Throws to Young. Young backing on Hepburn, turns it out to Hart. Hart, little crossover, got loose for three, right in the circle, good. Hakeem Hart with a sweet move to get loose, 54-42 Maryland, 12-10 remaining. Tyler Wall, left side of the front court for Wisconsin. Now Hepburn between the arcs. It's a little bump from Gilmore, with a zone look from the Terps. Here's a Sejan out front. Connor with a pass for Wall, 10 to shoot. Wall baseline left. Wall finds Hodges, got tied up, and a whistle. They get a held ball. Arrow Wisconsin with 5 to shoot. Now at the under 12 media timeout. WEA Member Benefits would like to thank all public school educators for their dedication to our communities. WEA Member Benefits, enhancing the financial lives of Wisconsin public school employees. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 11:51 remaining. Maryland 54, Wisconsin 42. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield. Your grown-up getaway in Wisconsin Dells. We have 11:51 remaining. Maryland 54, Wisconsin 42. The Badgers will have the ball, but just 5 on the shot clock.
Jameer Young leads Maryland with 18 points. He's been really efficient tonight. As you mentioned, he's a volume shooter. He's 7 of 13 from the field. 2 of 4 from beyond the arc, which is a little surprising. 2 of 2 from the free throw. Connor Asichin leads Wisconsin with 14. He's also been efficient. 5 of 9 from the field.
They're talking about the volume shooting at Jameer Young. In Big Ten games, it's 15 attempts per. So he's on definitely on that pace and then some, but he can score it. And he's not, you know, the percentage isn't high, but he also will distribute about 3 assists a game. He'll get 5 rebounds. At Charlotte last year, he averaged about 20 points a game.
And when you look back on the games, the big games that they've won, notably here in this building, he's getting 20-plus points. So they kind of follow his lead.
Yeah, they do. Chris Hodges still in there for Wisconsin. Hepburn, Wall, Asichin, and Gilmore. 5 on the shot clock as Hepburn baseline right will inbound. Here we go. Chucky looking and trying to get it into Wall. Bobbles got it back. Left block. 1 pump up and in over a million. Well, that's a good job of sticking with it from Tyler Wall. 54-44 Maryland. 11:40 remaining. And out of the timeout, they draw up a play, and it worked well for the Badgers. Here's a million against Hodges, and the handoff went through the hands of Hart. Now he'll recover. Hart against Tyler Wall right now. Tyler trying to work over the screen. Hart left of the lane. Now feeds Jameer Young, top of the wheel. 7 to shoot. Young knocked away by Hepburn. Got some ball, but they say got a little arm as well. Chucky called for the foul. That'll be his second. And go to the foul line is Jameer Young for 2 more free throws. Terps are 9 of 12 from the floor in the second half. They made their first 8. Young, 2 of 2 at the foul line. 18 points, also has 5 rebounds and 3 assists. First free throw for Young, and the lefty is good. 1 more coming.
That's one area that you wouldn't expect Young to flourish in is rebounding. Mm-hmm. But he had a double-double this year already.
Yeah, they hit. Greg was talking about that this week. They really do a great job of hitting the offensive glass in all 5 of them, as a matter of fact. He has the most offensive rebounds in conference play. He makes both free throws, 56-44. Maryland's lead back to 12 as Tyler Wall pressed in the backcourt by Young. Tyler gets it across and leads it for Chucky Hepper. 11:08 to play, 56-44 Maryland. Wall throwing to Hodges in the right corner. Finds Hepburn, now Asichin off the screen, open 3, drilled it for the right wing. Another 3 for Connor Asichin. 56-47 Maryland with 10:52 remaining. 17 now for Connor Asichin tonight. Hakeem Hart outside right, working off the a million screen. Hart right of the lane, throws it out to Ian Martinez, right lane line, runs it up, no good. Whistle inside, foul called, and this is going to go against Wisconsin, and they're going to point to Connor Asichin. That'll be his second.
Kind of the impending problem right now is guarding without fouling. It's just not easy with this crew because they attack.
Ian Martinez, a 75% free throw shooter. 14 fouls for Wisconsin. First free throw, no good for Martinez. 17 points for Esiejan, matching his high at 17 against Kansas in the Bahamas back in November. Second free throw, Martinez, is good. So a split for Ian Martinez, 57-47 Maryland, 10:39 remaining. Maryland backs off the press. Here comes Chucky Hepburn. Hepburn, front court right side, throwing to Hodges on the wing. Hodges looks for help, finds Gilmore. He's it for Hepburn. Maryland man-to-man, inside feet, tough pass. It got deflected from Gilmore to Hodges, and the lane goes up short, no good. Rebound, Dante Scott. Scott racing up the left sideline. Now barrels in the lane, up left hand, no good. Rebound is Esiejan. 10-10 to play, 57-47 Maryland. Here's Tyler Wall behind the back on the dribble. Wall, left lane line. Working against Scott, hands off to Gilmore in the paint. Back out to Hepburn. Hepburn high on the right. Chucky is ridden by Ian Martinez, and Martinez called for the foul. That'll be his second. And team foul number three on Maryland. 9:58 to play, 57-47. The Terrapins and Julian Reese now comes back into the game for Patrick Amelian. Amelian had missed a little time recently with an ankle injury, but able to spell Reese for a few minutes here in the second half. Reese playing with three fouls. Hepburn baseline left, throws it in to Hodges, hands it back to Chucky left corner. Young defending Hepburn, who takes it out left wing, goes into Hodges left of the lane. Reese defends. Hodges backing left lane line. Goes to Tyler Wall, baseline right. Wall with seven to shoot. Wall gets doubled at the right block. Needs help, finds Gilmore low on the left, and he'll finish. Oh, nice work by Tyler Wall as the defense was collapsing on him, and Gilmore flashed free, 57-49 Maryland, 9.5 minutes to play.
Wall was surrounded by three defenders and still was able to get the ball to Gilmore.
Stephen Crow ready to check back in for Wisconsin. Here's Jameer Young against Hepburn, and Chucky called for the foul. There was a fair amount of contact there, and they get the whistle, and that's three on Chucky with a long way to go here. 9:20 remaining as Crow will come back in for Wisconsin, and he'll get Chris Hodges. That's team foul number five on Wisconsin. Foul out on the floor, non-shooting. Hart will inbound, baseline left. 8-point lead, Maryland, 9:20 to play. Inbounds pass to Reese. He'll flip it to Scott. Gives it up to Hart, high on the right. Finds Martinez, top of the circle. Knocked away by Esiejan. And a whistle off the ball. And I think we've got a double foul here. Reese went to the floor. They will sort it out. They will get Reese with a foul. Crowell with a foul. First foul on Crow, and the fourth on Julian Reese. So that's a trade you'll take as Lindsay in for Esiejan. As Reese, very frustrated, he comes out. Amelian is back in for him. Don Carey in the lineup as well for the Terrapins. 14 on the shot clock. We have 9:14 remaining. 57-49 Maryland.
One thing we've seen out of Big Steve the last two games, he's not afraid now to push back a little bit.
No.
He's been getting pushed a lot. I think it's just part of his maturity.
Well, more of him to do it, too, right? With more physical strength. Inbounds pass, Don Carey, hands off to Jameer Young, and now Scott, right elbow jumper off the dribble is good. Dante Scott with 13, 59-49 Maryland with 9 minutes to play. Tyler Wall throwing to Hepburn, Chucky out front. Maryland showing zone at the moment as Crow goes into Gilmore, right of the lane. Amelian is on him. Backing is Gilmore. Turns. Runs it back out to Crow. Two-man game going. Gilmore again. Right block. Carter turns baseline. Goes up. Tough shot. Off the mark. Rebound Dante Scott. And now Jameer Young pushing. Front court right side. Wall is defending. 8:35 to play. 10-point lead for Maryland. Young picked up by Gilmore now. Young trying to work him. And now he'll retreat on the dribble out beyond the three-point line. 15 to shoot. As Jameer Young sizes up Carter Gilmore. Ball screen Amelian. Little coverage now from Crow with 8 to shoot. Here's Young driving, using that left hand, and he threw it away, trying to drive and kick to Amelian. And he thought Amelian was drifting a little more toward the baseline, but he stayed up high, and the pass whistled out of bounds. Jordan Davis coming in for Carter Gilmore.
It was an excellent defensive stop, obviously, but now the Badgers have to convert at the other end, cut into this disadvantage.
59-49 Maryland, 8:15 remaining. Carey, top of the circle against Jordan Davis. Carey off the high screen from Amelian, throwing to Young high on the left. Janier Young with 20 points tonight. A flip to Hart. Hart right of the circle. Hart right of the lane. Backing on Hepburn. Hart low on the right, up and in. Little bully ball inside is Akeem Hart, the 6'8 graduate student with the bucket. 61-49 Maryland with 7.5 minutes to play. The Terps 11-15 for the field in this second half. Isaac Lindsay loops at the crowd, top of the circle. Crowd goes into Wall, mid-post right, Scott defending, out the crowd. Leaves it for Davis, high on the right, tries a three, and it's off the left side iron, no good. Rebound Hart for Maryland. 7-12 remaining, 61-49 the Terrapins. Terrapins on fire here, especially in this second half. Hart for three, right side, missed it. Rebound off the two Badgers into Young. Feeds Carey for three, back rim no. Scott the rebound, and a whistle and a foul. Bodies on the floor, and a foul is called as we hit the under eight media timeout. Chucky Hepburn is called for that foul, and that's going to be his fourth. And we have a break in the action. Here in College Park, Maryland. Enjoy a clean running engine wherever you go. Top-tier tri-clean Citgo gasoline. Citgo, let's go together. From the America Family Insurance broadcast table, 6:54 remaining. Maryland 61, Wisconsin 49. This is Badger basketball from Learfield. 54 seconds remaining here in College Park, Maryland 61, Wisconsin 49, and Dante Scott is headed to the free throw line for the Terps.
For the Badgers to be competitive on the road, they have to have their best players playing their best basketball. It's not been the case here again tonight. Wall and Crowell each have 11, but Chucky Hepburn only has 3 points, three field goal attempts.
Yeah, that latter is noticeable, what they've done to him. Only three attempts. First free throw for Dante Scott is good. It's Maryland with four players and make it five in double figures. Second free throw for Scott is short. A siege in the rebound. 62-49 Maryland, 6:50 remaining. Isaac Lindsay throwing to Davis on the right side. Feeds a siege between the circles. Maryland man-to-man right now. Lindsay top of the wheel against Jameer Young. Hooks a pass to Tyler Wall. Posting on Scott. Wall left shoulder turn. Up right hand. Rattled out. No good. Jameer Young the rebound for Maryland. Badgers 8 of 21 here in the second half. Young thought about it. Turned down the three from left of the circle. He'll retreat. Connor Resegian defends. Young, a right-hand toss to Carey. Got it right back to Young. Operates against Jordan Davis now. Young hooks a pass to Scott, right wing. Wall trying to close on him. Scott trying to go to work on him. Spun away. Wall with a near steal. Runs it up off the glass and rim. No good. Amelia the rebound, and he got fouled. And the offensive board there. They're going to get Isaac Lindsay. It'll be his third foul. And a 1-1 for Patrick Amelian. That's team foul number 8 for Wisconsin.
Among the many players in this league that you could call well-traveled.
His first 3 years, Amelian at Western Michigan. Then last year at St. Francis of New York. He scored about a dozen a game there. Amelian, you mentioned, had an ankle injury that kept him down for a time. He did play, had 6 minutes of run on Sunday at Purdue. Here's the 1-1, and the front end is good.
Well, Amelian becomes more important because of what we've talked about several times, and that's Reese's ability to get into foul trouble. Mm-hmm. So you need somebody off the bench to fill those voided minutes.
Second free throw is good for Amelian. Yeah, they had been using, for a time there, Callum Swanton-Roger, 6'11 freshman. Both free throws are good. 15-point lead for Maryland now. 64-49 with 6 minutes remaining. We'll see if the Badgers can try to get something together here to make this interesting. Here's Wall between the wheels. Goes into Crowell. Crowell at the top. Now Asijan at the top. Asijan slipped it into Crowell. Bobbles, and they got tied up by Dante Scott. And Maryland started zone, went man. And the Badgers again with an empty possession there. There's the tie-up with the arrow belonging to Maryland with 5:43 remaining. 64-49, the Terrapins. Dante Scott out front. Hands off to Hart. They weave it between the circles. Young against Lindsay. Young off the screen from Amelian. Young left foul line extended. Throws it out to Carey. Carey against Crowell. 10 on the shot clock. Small against the big. Carey left lane line shot blocked by Crowell. Flying in there is Young. Could not handle it. It goes off his hands out of bounds. 5:21 remaining. 64-49. Maryland leading Wisconsin. Maryland 11 of 19 here in the second half. The Badgers 8 of 21. Both teams 2 out of 5 from the arc. Here's Wall, top of the circle. And a whistle off the ball, and a foul is called. This will go against Patrick Amelian. That'll be his second, and team foul number 5. Lindsey will inbound, 5:11 to play. Badgers down 15. Lindsey tried to get it into Wall, flashing low, deflected, got there, left of the lane. Wall backing on Scott. Tyler backs, turns, one pump, goes up and in. Boy. Somehow avoided a rejection there.
He draws a crowd, doesn't he?
He sure does. 64-51, Maryland, with 4:53 remaining. Don Carey had tried to get it into Hart, and fronting there was Jordan Davis right of the lane, and he flicked it out of bounds. Carter Gilmore back in for Stephen Crowell. ...19 on the shot clock. Don Carey, sideline right, will inbound. 64-51, the Terps, 4:49 to play. Inbounds pass to Young. 20 points on 7-13 shooting tonight. Slips it into Amelian, low on the right, up right hand, good. Sweet little slip, and Amelian able to finish. 66-51, Maryland. 4:35 remaining. Here's Isaac Lindsey, left of the lane, glides it up, and it's sent out of bounds. Jameer Young, endless energy. Lindsey, baseline left, will inbound. Lindsey looking, floats it out to Tyler Wall. Wall, top of the circle. Drives on Scott. Right lane line, up way too hard off the glass. Amelian clears for Maryland. 4:20 remaining, 66-51 Maryland. And now Jameer Young will slow things down. Run their stuff. Hakeem Hart left of the circle off the Amelian screen. Wall picks him up. Hart goes into Young, and he sends it in with a right hand. They continue to get what they want. 68-51 Maryland with 4 minutes remaining. Here is Isaac Lindsey. A bounce pass to Asijan. Baseline left. Connor, that shot's blocked by Amelian and out of bounds. This is the Maryland team that started the year 8-0. Bumpy time since, but they are looking like they looked at the beginning of this season. Under 4 media timeout from the American Family Insurance broadcast table. 3:48 remaining. Maryland 68, Wisconsin 51. This is Badger basketball from Learfield. Time to pick tonight's Old Dominion best in the game. And the freshman, Connor Asijan, matching his high. I'd say career high, he's a freshman. Matching his high for this season. 17 points, 4 of 5 from the three-point line, Mike, and 6 of 11 overall. He's doing what he can.
Yeah, he's been good. And they've hounded him like everybody else. They've chased him down. They've made it difficult for him to get the ball. But when he has gotten it, he's delivered.
He came in averaging better than 10 a game, and he has 17 tonight. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best of the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics. Otherwise, a rough night here for the Badgers. We have 3:48 remaining. Maryland 68, Wisconsin 51.
You know, I asked you earlier, when was the last time this Wisconsin team got any easy points? And what I meant by that is there have been times this year even where they've been able to push the ball and get stuff in transition or make it a little bit less difficult to try to work half-court offense all the time and be near perfect.
Yeah, you got, I mean, to be honest, you got certain lineups out there, though, that, you know, opponents will, they're going to shade everything to one or two players right now until proven otherwise. Here's Jordan Davis throwing a Wall left side. Feeds Kamari McGee between the circles. Now to Wall again right side. Pulls up right elbow jumper. Is off the rim, no good. And the rebound of Jameer Young. 3.5 minutes to play, 68-51, Maryland. Young out front, edge of the center circle against Kamari McGee. Young on the right side, now picked up by Asijan. A pass to Hart, rotates to Scott, high on the left. Shot clock at 10. Scott with a little crossover. Finds Don Carey. Seven to shoot. Carey sends to Hart. Right side with four to shoot. Inside feed. A million catches in the lane. Throws it up. And a whistle. Walked with the ball first. So a turnover for Maryland. They chewed up 30 seconds. We have 3:05 to play. 68-51 Maryland. Here's McGee for Wisconsin. Going to Tyler Wall at the top. Feeds a Seijan. Connor off the left wing. In the lane. Pushed it up. And he drew the foul. He had contact coming. And he was able to draw the foul on Don Carey. And a Seijan goes to the free throw line.
Still working hard. Still probably learning with every possession a little bit more about this league and how he's going to be played.
No doubt. He's one of two at the foul line tonight. 29 of 32 this season. And the first free throw is good. So there's your season high for the freshman Connor Asijan. 18 points. 68-52 Maryland. 2:55 remaining. Second free throw. Flips it. Hits it. And the Badgers down 15 now. Inbounds pass to Jameer Young. 22-point night for Young across the mid-stripe on the right side. Young against Kamari McGee. High screen a million. Picked up by Gilmore on the switch now. Young throwing to Scott. Top of the arc. Leads it for a million. Flips it to Young on the left side. Eight to shoot. Young against McGee. Young on the wing. Jump stop. Left elbow. Whistles it inside to Hart. Low on the left. Turns up right hand. Good. Hart got deep. And it's 70-53 Maryland with 2:20 remaining.
They've just owned the paint, haven't they?
They have all night long. Here's Jordan Davis, and the roll man is Gilmore. He'll catch and send it in. Carter Gilmore with six. 70-55, Maryland. Coming up on 2 minutes remaining. And now Akeem Hart, edge of the center circle. Marcus Silver ready to come in for Wisconsin. Hart off the left wing. Stops, got cut off by Gilmore. Now Davis picks him up. They rotate it out to Carey. Shot clock at 10. Young behind the back on the dribble. Takes the top of the arc. Sends a three on the way. No good. Rebound Davis for Wisconsin. A minute 40 remaining. 70-55 Maryland. Davis pulls up. He'll try a three. And that's wide left. It comes down to a million. Down to the final 90 seconds here at College Park. And as the Badgers are about to drop under 500 in the Big Ten now. Here's Don Carey at the center circle. A minute 18 remaining. 70-55 Maryland. Now Akeem Hart between the circles. Eight to shoot. Carey pulls up. Right wing jumper. Mid-range no good. Rebound. Dante Scott just reaching up in traffic, pulling it away from everybody else. And now a sub timeout for Kevin Willard. That will allow the Badgers to get Marcus Silver and Chris Hodges into the game. 101 remaining, 70-55 Maryland. Quite a performance for the home team tonight. Maryland 55% for the field, and even better than that in the second half, 58% for the floor.
They've strung together three really strong games. The win over Michigan, the near miss at Purdue, and here tonight.
Yeah, they're back to playing the way they did at the beginning of the season. They're about to go to 10-1 at home, too. Ian Martinez inbounds to Jahari Long in the final minute. Noah Batchelor in the game. Callum Swanton, Roger as well. Shot clock is at five. Here's Batchelor at the top against Ilver. Three on the way for Batchelor is good for his first points. 73-55 Maryland with 45 seconds to play. Ilver hands off to Connor Asijan. He'll let it fly. Long three. Back iron. No. Ilver the offensive rebound at the right block. Ilver holding now to McGee. He'll try a three right of the circle, and that's no good. Swanson Roger the rebound. 28 seconds to play. 73-55 Maryland. Long to the front court. Hands off to Martinez. And looks like Maryland will dribble out the clock. Shot clock is off. 15 seconds to play. Maryland will get a regular season split as the Badgers will head home and regroup yet again and try to get ready for Illinois on Saturday afternoon at the Kohl Center. As it's over in College Park, Really impressive performance for Kevin Willard's Maryland Terrapins tonight, as both teams now sit 4-5 in the Big Ten.
You wouldn't know it by the final score, but this was really a competitive game in the first half. There were five lead changes. The game was tied six times. Maryland went on a 12-0 run late in the half, and yet the Bantams came back with a couple of baskets, a 5-0 run. It's a four-point game at halftime. And yet, in the second half, it just seemed Maryland had all the energy. Moreover, the Terps had all the makes. They made their first eight shots. Wisconsin could just never play catch-up.
Yeah, once they got it to double digits, which they did about 3 minutes into the second half, the Badgers could get no closer than seven the rest of the way, and it turns into a lopsided night.
It was the simple formula: spread them on defense and then drive them, get to the rim.
Yep, and they've got the players to be able to execute that. They certainly approved it here tonight. Final score at College Park: Maryland 73, Wisconsin 55. We're back with the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield. Next time you make the journey to the Kohl Center for a Badgers game, come hungry and scoop up a Brew Pup Lots of Matzo Pizza, official frozen pizza of UW Badgers Athletics. Brew Pup pizzas are loaded with more than half a pound of Wisconsin mozzarella cheese and are also available in your local grocery store. Maryland pulls away in the second half to defeat Wisconsin 73-55. Four Terrapins in double figures, led by Jameer Young, 22 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists tonight. Julian Reese with 14 points. Likewise for Dante Scott, a double-double for Scott. He also had 11 rebounds. Akeem Harden with 13 points and 8 assists in the game. 4 for Patrick Amelian, 3 for Noah Batchelor, 2 for Don Carey, and 1 for Ian Martinez. Connor Esigian leads the way for Wisconsin. He had 19 points. Tyler Wall with 13. Stephen Crowell with 11. Carter Gilmore with 6. Chucky Hepburn, very quiet night for him. 3 points on just 3 shot attempts. He had 4 assists in the game. 3 points for Jordan Davis. And that is it for Wisconsin here tonight, as Maryland a winner, 73-55.
Just not enough firepower to stay with a team where you can't get stops. You know it's going to be a problem. It's going to be a challenge all night long. You got to find a way to answer, and you kind of hit on it too. Wisconsin's best players have to be playing at their best for this team to be competitive. It's just no margin of error. And Chucky Hepburn's got to score more points if you're going to stay in a game like this.
Yeah, tough week here so far for Wisconsin, and it's not like it gets easier. The good news is they get to go home, but they got Illinois coming to town on Saturday afternoon. More of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame shows coming up. This is Badger basketball from Learfield. Our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues as the Badgers fall to Maryland here tonight, and we are joined just outside the locker room by Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Greg, I was asking you about Maryland's defense in the pregame show, but I know offensively it sounds like they have kind of shifted where they're into more of an attack mode, getting stuff done in the lane. Obviously, that was a big thing for them tonight, but that's what they've been doing here lately, isn't it?
It is. I mean, they've done more things with Jameer Young, and I think he's getting more comfortable. But, you know, we didn't make it any more difficult on them specifically, even in the first half, even though it was tighter at halftime. I thought we just were too passive in the paint, stopping dribble penetration, even in post play with Reese. In the second half, you know, that barrage that we got hit with at the start of the half, we could never recover from that. And the vast majority of that was at the rim.
When you look at your offense, Greg, what are some of the problems right now that have to be solved moving forward?
Well, we got to get more movement. I mean, we've got too many guys. They got one guy that really moves without the ball, and it's pretty obvious who he is. But we've got to become more aggressive. For whatever reason, we like to stand around and become passive, and you know, instead of being aggressive and attacking and getting the ball in high percentage areas and playing inside out, when we do it, you know, we become pretty efficient. When we don't, we get really average very fast.
Let me ask you about that one guy, because we've made the observation that if you're defending him, you need track shoes, because he just, Connor Esigian just, he doesn't stop.
Right.
I mean, and that's I know we've talked about him a lot, but it's because he's good. He's a freshman who in a lot of ways has upperclassman basketball IQ on the offensive end. That's not an overstatement, is it?
No, it's not. I mean, he understands how to play without the ball. He creates so much for his teammates by his movement off the ball. You know, he does so many good things that we have to get other guys, you know, doing those same type of things.
All right, Greg, we appreciate your time. We'll talk to you Saturday. That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Is Maryland a winner here tonight, 73-55.